Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. The one thing every addict must do is come into the light and out of the darkness. Only then can a marriage be free of the chains that bind every addict. Today, more counsel from 1 John on making the move away from sin. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Pastor Lutzer continues a series on the marriage puzzle, why commitment can do what love can't. Let's listen together as we hear Pastor's conclusion to the puzzle of addictions.
Don't wait until you're caught. Come to the light. It's better to do it that way because it's only going to get worse. There are groups that help you to understand the chaos that you are dealing with. So anyway, number one, we must come when we feel the heat. Secondly, we must come and agree with God. You say, oh, Pastor Lutzer, get specific. Verse 9. I can't help but read verse 8 first. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. You see, what John is saying is there are those who walk in the light. They are up to date with God, and they believe that they are in fellowship with God. God has fellowship with them, and they begin to think, you know, I'm perfect. It says, if we say that we have no sin, oh, I'm so holy because I walk in the light, I have no sin now. Hey, we deceive ourselves, because even those who walk in the light, even when we're walking in the light, we still have some darkness that's still there too. We are very interesting human beings. But now notice, it says in verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from each individual unrighteousness. Now, this was written to Christians, but it's going to apply to those of you who are investigating Christianity, to those of you who are on the fringes. I'm going to apply it in just a moment. But first of all, to those of you who are Christians, this is what it means to confess. It means that you agree with God. You agree with God and you say that what I'm doing is sin. It's displeasing to you, Lord. It is creating darkness between you and me. And this darkness causes me to run. You know, there are people who don't want to come to church. And the reason they don't is because this light begins to shine on them. And they don't want to come to the light. And it's very, very uncomfortable. When you confess your sins, you agree that this is sin. You agree that God has a right to take it from your life forever. You agree totally and say, whatever, Lord, you ask me to do, I'm going to do because I am going to fully and totally agree with you on everything. That's the way you walk in the light. And those of you who are believers, you will know, and it's true of my experience also, that every day we have to come and we have to say, Lord, today I want to walk in the light. And when we walk in darkness, as we sometimes do, we have to bring that darkness to the Lord and say, Lord, here I am, and I'm going to claim this verse that you're going to forgive me and cleanse me. Don't just stop at forgiveness. You ladies who've had an abortion, if you stop at forgiveness, you're going to be haunted, even though you are forgiven, because the text says he is faithful and just to forgive. You need to also accept the cleansing. The cleansing means that our consciences become clear in God's presence. And so we not only are forgiven, but we sense that we are forgiven, and we stand in that forgiveness, because the text says that if we agree with God, this is known as repentance. And the man who helped 3,000 couples get out of pornography and adultery said that at the end of the day, what is really necessary is deep repentance. And I thought, amen, that's what's necessary. And all of us need to deeply repent. And we need to repent every day. We have to confess that we agree with God if we're going to walk in the light. Now, for those of you who have never trusted Christ as Savior, I need to clarify something. You don't necessarily begin by confessing your sins, because there's no way that you could remember all of your sins. Any one of us could not possibly remember all of our sins. Could you imagine me sitting down and saying, I want to remember all of my sins? I mean, I'd have to sit there for a year and a half, use 10 note papers, and then I wouldn't have a clue whether I had all of my sins. So what you need to do is you need to transfer your trust to Jesus. Now, I've got some good news for you. Boy, are you in the right place today if you're investigating Christianity. Because this is what the Bible says, that when Jesus died on the cross, his death was a sacrifice for sinners. And catch this. That when we believe him in him as our substitute, that's the way in which we become his children. When we believe in him as our substitute, having died in our place, and we receive him as Savior personally, the Bible says that we are translated from the domain of darkness into the domain of his dear Son, Colossians 1:13. So you see, before you can begin to even walk in the light, you have to be translated into the domain of light, the domain of his dear Son. And God alone can translate you from the kingdom of darkness, where demons rule and where all the rationalizations take place, to remove you from that kingdom and put you into the kingdom of his beloved Son, where you will still have battles as a Christian, no question about it. We'll have battles, we'll wrestle with lust and greed and some of these sins until we die, but you are on the winning side, and you know enough about the Christian life to know how to walk in light, to walk in fellowship, to confess your sins when God brings it to your attention, and to be free. Something else walking in the light does, it not only is coming to the light when we feel the heat, confessing our sins, but also it means that we connect with other people. Now notice what the text says back in verse 3. It says, that which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also unto you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. In this context now, he's talking about fellowship with other believers. One day there was a man in Colorado giving a seminar to help people overcome pornography. I wish I could have attended it, but I was giving a seminar simultaneously on a different topic. So I had lunch with him and said, tell me, you know, what you told him. I was expecting some brand new great truth that was going to be revolutionary. What he said was, the best way is through healthy, honest relationships. You can't get out of it alone. You need others. You see, that's why we have the men's fraternity at Moody Church. That's why we have TMC communities. It's not as if, you know, we do these things because we want to keep people off the streets and find out something that they can do. We want you to be able to connect with other believers. And what you must do is take advantage of these opportunities, because guess what? You can get into that pit alone, but you need others to help you get out of that pit, because you can't do it alone. And therefore, what we encourage you to do greatly is to make sure that you end up in those relationships that are going to be healthy. Now, it is a journey out of addictions. It begins by receiving Christ as Savior. It begins by agreeing with God. It begins by confessing to people whom you have wronged. It begins by having your eyes open to the consequences and to give up this crazy illusion that you are in charge when you're not. And what it means is, therefore, that through humility and repentance before God and, as necessary, before others, we finally come out of the darkness. I've never yet met a person who is in an addiction where God delivered him or her, and they said, you know, I'm delivered from my addiction, but it wasn't worth the cost. The exposure was just too much, or, you know, it just hurt too much. No, 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 no. Imagine being free. Imagine walking in the light. So this God, about whom we know only so little, but he has revealed himself in his holy word, that we have fellowship with him and he has fellowship with us because he loves us and he wants to connect with us even more than we want to connect with him. Could it get any better than that? Could it? I don't think so. Finally, what you need to do is to get found. I love the little book Robert Fulghum wrote, All I Really Needed to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. He says that in October, when he was a child, he and his friends would play hide-and-seek under the leaves. There was always one kid who hid so well that nobody could find him. Eventually, the others gave up on him. When he finally showed up, they would explain, there is a hiding, but there's also a finding, and he was not to hide in such a way that he could not be found. Then Fulghum says, as I write this, the neighborhood game goes on, and there is a kid under a pile of leaves in the yard just under my window. He's been there a long time now, and everybody else is found, and they are about to give up on him. I considered going out to the pile of leaves and tell them where he was hiding, and I thought even about setting the leaves on fire to drive him out. Finally, I just yelled, "Get out, kid! Get found!" And it scared him so bad, he probably started crying and ran home to tell his mother. Sometimes it's hard to know how to be helpful. Today, God led you here. Today, God led you to listen to this message, however means you're listening to it. Get found. Open to God. Tell him you want to walk in the light. Father, take these words we ask and burn them into the souls of all those for whom they were intended, and let us not go until we walk in the light. Now, before I conclude this message and this prayer, I'm talking now to you who've heard it. Would you talk to God right now? If you've never received Christ as Savior, open your life to him and say, Lord Jesus, today I receive you as Savior. Would you do that? I believe that you died for me. I want to be translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. Tell God that right now. You want to be free. For those of you who are believers, and you're walking in darkness, come to the light right now. Tell God that. Father, we need you. Amen. You know, I hope you didn't miss it. In the message, what I tried to clarify is that that verse in 1 John actually means this, that if we walk in the light as God is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. That is actually a reference to God. God has fellowship with us, and we have fellowship with God. What that means is that God desires our fellowship. Imagine interpreting it that way, and actually, when you think of the antecedent, to go back to a word that I haven't used for a long time, you discover that's what the passage means. So we're here at Running to Win to tell you that there is a God there who desires your fellowship, and as we confess our sins, as we come to the light, he is there for us. Listen, the guilt that you are feeling is not God trying to push you away. The sense of guilt and hopelessness you feel is God trying to put his arms around you and saying, come back to me because I am the light and I am your hope. Running to Win exists to help people to come back to God, to know God, to receive the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, and you are a part of this ministry.
Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up a message on The Puzzle of Addictions, the seventh in a series on the marriage puzzle. Next time on Running to Win, we tackle The Puzzle of Abuse. The Marriage Puzzle series can be yours on CD as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.